AA is calling this morning for warning signage around speed cameras after the government 5 years ago promised to introduce it but didn't deliver. We're only just getting the first permanent camera with warning signs apparently ahead of it now. AA safety spokesperson, road safety spokesperson Dylan Thompson's with us on this. Dylan, morning.
Morning, Mike.
So we want signs, but I mean, it depends on what you have these cameras for, whether you're there for revenue or safety, doesn't it?
Well, the purpose of having speed cameras is not to issue a lot of tickets. It's actually to try and get people to travel at the speed limit, and that's why we think New Zealand, just like a lot of other countries around the world, should have these warning signs at permanent camera locations. You know, mobile cameras, police officers, they'd still operate anytime, anywhere, just like they do now, but at these high-risk locations, let's put the signage in and we will see less people speeding.
Do you know why they haven't?
I have scratched my head, and you know, with 2019, the decision was made, we thought, excellent. Obviously, 2020, 2021, COVID, exceptional circumstances. But from 2022, we really thought, we will see this happen. And it just seems to have fallen into a bit of a hole where it's not making any progress. And we want this new government to hopefully come in and say, this is a quick, easy thing.
Well, let's, I was going to say, how many cameras are there?
About 60 permanent cameras around the country.
So 60. So you're looking to somebody to paint 60 signs?
Well, the signs, they've got officially approved signs that say safety camera area and have a camera icon on it ready to go, but they're just not
being
installed.
So you're looking for someone with some screws and a screwdriver then?
And a pole.
There's something not quite right, though, is there?
Absolutely. We just can't understand this. I mean, a lot of the things we talk about in road safety transport, you know, they cost heaps of money, they take a long time, it's really hard. This is something, we got 60 cameras around the country, probably 2 to 3 or 4 signs for each camera. We can get this done in a few months.
I reckon.
We just make it a priority.
Next time I talk to Simeon Brown, he's the man to ask. I'll ask you, while I've got you, Australia, some guy's in charge of road safety in Australia, got pinged the other day doing 58 in a 50K zone. He got fined $337. He got a demerit point and his insurance goes up. Do we need those sort of level of punishments here to have an effect as opposed to what we have, which is nothing like that?
And our fines are very low by comparison to a lot of countries, and the government has said that they're going to look at reviewing these and looking to, you know, look at that, and we're right on board with that at the AA. We think we need to look at these penalties and look at increasing them definitely in a lot of cases.
Good to talk to you, Dylan. Appreciate it very much, Dylan Thompson.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.